Hey guys, before we start, we realize this is episode 100, and we don't actually mention it in the podcast, but we wanted to have a really quick thing at the beginning saying we're really thankful that you guys stick around, that you're fans of this podcast. We love doing it. We love doing it for you. So thank you very much for listening.
I find it kind of hilarious though that like there's this long build up, like, oh man, we're like at 96, oh, we're at 97, and then we do 100 and we don't even think about it the entire podcast.
We are really,
Yeah, it's still kind of like we're coming back from the break that we were on and that sort of stuff, so.
We really enjoy coming here every week and like recording this podcast, and it's fun to talk about manga and
Yeah,
it
and
feels really
honestly,
nice.
it's really interesting because I've paid a lot more attention to details and stuff like that since we started doing this, so it's actually been much more rewarding as a hobby.
Yeah, the
So,
manga with a little
thanks.
bit of a closer eye.
So let's look forward to the next 200 episodes, and we probably shouldn't forget 200. Like, we'll
Fingers
try not
crossed.
to. Yeah. So
See,
thanks.
we should work out the math and figure out when that is.
We should try and find like if there's any, special numbers in Japanese luck or something like that in the next 100 and celebrate that instead.
100's pretty awesome. This has been
Yep.
fun.
All right. On to the podcast. Hey everybody, welcome to Friday, January 11th, January 17th jump cast.
Way off.
Only by it like a week. The only
And
manga
that
podcast to
wasn't even a Friday.
That was
what,
last
January
Saturday.
11th? Yeah. Like almost a week.
In your defense, a 7 looks a lot like a 1
That was my problem.
when you're drunk.
Could I just turn Flux back on? Because apparently I've had it on for a month and haven't noticed. Which explain why I haven't been sleeping well, but yeah, so Greg Jan and Mike Lemieux, hi.
We're just
Hi.
going with this. Okay.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Is the best we can do.
Yes.
This is the eighth take.
Twelve
Fuck it, we'll do
takes,
it
and that was the
live.
best one. Yeah.
Okay,
What's up,
manga,
guys?
you guys.
Yeah.
Yes, manga. Only housekeeping is no World Trigger next week,
That's a
I
shame.
guess. Yeah.
Although there was World Trigger this week, so come
Well,
when.
but we don't get it until next week anyway, but yeah.
Yeah.
Also, that Jump Victory game is, they introduced four villains, which are like the major villains for each series. So, like Madara for Naruto, Shishio for Kenshin, and Togusa for Yu Yu Hakusho. And I thought, interestingly, it was Akainu for One Piece.
He's kind of the main enemy right now, at least.
I mean, I think he's the main known enemy. It's not like they can put Blackbeard in there when we
Yeah.
don't really know what his deal is.
Yeah, I suppose so. Like Blackbeard would be the obvious choice if they like made it more obvious who he is.
They also had
Like,
two. They also had two shadowy ones, like you said, Toguro and Aizen.
yeah.
Clearly, Aizen. That silhouette is just so smug.
Is it already making you think it's somebody else?
That'd be great if that's what his fighting power was.
It should be the Aizen silhouette, and just like it should fade in as somebody completely different.
It'll be like you'll be playing as Naruto and Rasengan him, and then the special will be like all of a sudden Naruto is being Rasengan'd by Aizen. It's like, why did you do that to yourself? Who says I wasn't you the whole time?
Then Naruto's head just explodes. All right then, let's start with Beals.
Yeah, let's. Poor Beals.
Yeah,
Poor
third to
Beals.
last.
Again.
It is clearly ending.
Yeah.
Like, if you had doubts before this chapter, you should not have doubts anymore.
So, this chapter starts with the words 20 seconds.
20 seconds is how long they need to use Himikawa's machine.
Yeah,
Like, for it to boot up, basically.
I forgot about that thing. I guess it makes sense they could use it on Fuji.
I mean, it kind of made sense that, like, that's what they were testing it for in the first place.
Yeah. So they explain that they have two of these machines. One is generating a field keeping Satan out of the school, which is why the entire town's decimated except for Ishiyama.
Yes.
and they need to roll the other one over there and keep him busy for 20 seconds.
It should be noted this is taking place before what we saw last week.
That's why Takamiya and Nasu hung around, was to buy time.
They're trying to keep him busy for that 20 seconds.
So Nasu volunteers to be the one to keep him busy, and Takamiya also volunteers himself because he's actually letting Nasu just take it from him.
I mean, would you guys trust Nasu to do something? Anything?
I trust him to make Naruto jokes.
Yeah.
So Takamiya and Nasu are cutting back to present time, waiting for him to get a little bit closer within range to activate the machine.
Yeah.
And so he sort of, like, explosions are going on behind him, I think.
Yeah, I think Oga's house is gone now.
As he's, like, a cool guy walking toward them.
I mean, that is Oga's house that's exploding right now, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I guess it kind of... Well, no, I don't...
No, they wouldn't kill off his sister.
Yeah.
Well, they made a stone. I don't know. The house... It seems like, though, at least part of Oga's neighborhood is gone.
Yeah.
So this is kind of getting serious.
So anyway, you know, they're drawing him towards, Fuji towards them, so he gets a big punch on.
Well, Takamiya gets a punch on him.
Yeah, he Satan pulls him forward.
And Fuji points out that Oga, even without Beelzebub, is still a better fighter than they are.
Regardless of the fact that Oga, you know, didn't land a punch on him, but whatever.
And also we know Takamiya is a better fighter than Oga is. It was specifically with Beelzebub that Oga won.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a giant explosion behind Ringo and the old guy, whatever his name was.
It doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah.
I think that they're basically, you know, looking over to where the Fuji fight is going on.
Yeah. So shit's going down that way.
Igel, Oi, and Furuichi have confronted the shadow guy. The one who cut the Kanzaki's car in half.
Yes. So do we want to call him who he is now that we know?
Or... No, we'll call him the mysterious figure for right now.
Okay.
So the rest of the Pillar Squad shows up and offers to make a contract with Furuichi, which is awesome.
Yeah. All of them offering to make a contract with Furuichi.
Including and especially the dog demon.
Yeah. That's the one I noticed too. I'm not sure if we ever saw that guy fight, but he's my favorite one.
So Nasu and Takamiya have, like, barely withstood
the blast. It looks like they're starting to turn to stone a little bit.
Yeah, they are.
Their knees definitely are.
They look totally out of DBZ, though, like with the top half of their clothes blown away.
Yeah.
And Not Oga and
Himikawa have, like, barely avoided the attack.
Yeah, I like how, like, it just happens that the one corner that the machine is behind is the one thing that didn't get blown up.
I thought that's because Not Oga's there with his hand sticking out. Like, he deflected the blast away from them.
Oh, yeah, it looks like that's what happened. Yeah. Okay.
But still, it's funny, like, this totally flattened area now.
Yeah. Well, it gives Fuji a chance to notice that they're there, and he decides he's going to go after them, and it's like his last bit of strength, Nasu grabs onto him.
As he turns to stone.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Fuji, Takamiya also grabs on, and Fuji just sort of, like, walks it off.
Yeah, he just, you know, lops off their arms.
And with only 4 seconds left, Himikawa gets turned to stone.
Yeah.
And Fuji still thinks this is to let Oga escape. I think this plan existed before they knew Oga was there.
And then Not Oga distracts him long enough for the number to hit zero, and... it goes off.
Yep.
Or rather, Himikawa did, so that Not Oga is still able to fight after.
Yeah.
And he does some aura punches.
Yeah. He seems to have fire powers from his attack last week and this week.
Yeah.
And it pushes him away, but I doubt it's going to actually, like, do any real damage.
And then it cuts back to all of the Pillar Squad's turn to stone.
Yeah, all of them seem to be mid-fight, or surprised, or with the mysterious man standing in the middle.
Comments that the link got cut again, which means that Fuji didn't learn, which kind of makes it apparent who this person is.
Yep. Yeah. It's Satan.
Yep. And old guy and Ringo freak out and start running really, really fast.
And Oga notices too.
And then
Ringo tosses Oga into something right as they get turned to stone.
Over the wall of Ishiyama. That's where they are.
Well, okay, I see. Toss him in so he's in Ishiyama.
Yeah,
okay.
So they throw Oga across, presumably the barrier keeping Satan out as they're turned to stone.
So, I don't think anyone's in there except maybe Aoi and Furuichi escaped, possibly.
Yeah, I don't see Ideal either. They might have bailed when things
They're the only ones that I don't think are stone, at least, that I can see.
They would show them if they were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, at this point, it's pretty much just Oga, Aoi, and Furuichi left.
This is as endgamey as any manga can get.
Yeah. Like, the town's being decimated, they're talking about the world being in danger.
It's being decimated by Satan.
Yeah.
You
take another step up after Satan.
Yeah.
Well, come on, they still could go back to the thing that I had always been hoping for, and the final boss actually ends up being Jesus, you know.
I don't think they're going to go quite that far.
Yeah.
I don't think we have time to go quite that far. Oh, I really like this manga.
Yeah, but...
this was a good chapter. This was a great chapter.
What are you going to do? The ratings have been so low that...
Yeah.
The manga sales have still been pretty good, though. If I'm not mistaken, the last volume that came out broke the top 10 when it came out.
Yeah, but it's still less than it used to do. So,
it's not a downward trend.
By a margin.
Yeah.
Nothing was really super sales last month.
Like, knowing that it's ending is like, that's deflating my hype for this manga quite a bit.
But we don't know that it's ending. It's still a little bit of a mystery, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, they have not said anything. So,
they're not going to say anything until the very end.
Come on, guys. I know Takamagahara has been in last place for a few weeks, but they're not going to end it. It's so good.
This is like when your parents tell you about the dog farm that they took your dog to. Just to spare you the hurt.
They're going to send Beelzebub to a nice upstate.
It's going to be running a Shonen Sunday. It's going to be all okay. See, the joke is no one reads Shonen Sunday.
They're going to send it to Jump Squared. Where it'll be filled with nudity.
It'll have, like, bigger chapters every month, like High School of the Dead.
It'll be okay.
Do you think that, what's it called? There's going to be something with a, like, third eye on Satan's forehead or something like that? That's a weird mark right in the middle of his forehead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's surprising.
Seems like it's not quite a jewel or a dot or something. It's just a weird...
It's a slit right now.
And yeah. Japanese manga uses that a lot anyway.
I bet that'll be they're beating him, and then he opens his third eye, and he's stronger. I do enjoy that Oga's not even wearing shoes at this point. Like,
well, he
got out
of
like,
the house.
Yeah, grabbed out of his house and thrown. Yeah, man, this was a... They took out a lot of characters this chapter. I guess N is still around. He could come back.
It's just a question of, like, is anyone coming back, or are they going to just be magicked back?
Well, I mean... Eventually, they're going to come back. They're not going to end it with everybody turned to stone.
No, I mean, like, the people who are, like, clearly dead. Like, Takami and Nasu got, like, parts removed.
Yeah, and then stomped.
Remember that time Piccolo got turned to stone and, like, got crushed?
No.
But it was in the Buu Saga.
Oh, yeah, when everybody got turned to stone.
Yeah, and then Goten and Trunks broke him.
Poor Piccolo. The new Dragon Ball Z abridged is really funny.
It's pretty fantastic. Yeah.
You should really watch that, Imran.
I should.
You gave up at some point, but it's really
funny. Not that I gave up, I just stopped watching and just never got back into it.
You didn't give up, you just gave up on it.
I didn't purposely give up. I lazied out.
Okay. You lazed away from it.
Yes. Speaking of which...
Oh, God.
How do you guys feel about insane retcons?
He's got no powers from Bleach because Bleach is a terrible show.
So Renji and Master Masculine, who's now the superstar Master Masculine, are still fighting, and Renji releases the Bankai that we already know about, sort of, I guess, like shrouded in smoke.
We knew he had released something.
Yeah. But, like, the last time we saw it was that bone snake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we see the head of the bone snake.
So the bone snake, I guess we don't really see it till later, but it's more of a guard on his arm now.
Yeah. So let's just cut through the bullshit here. Renji apparently didn't have the full Bankai.
Well, I also liked the, since when can a Bankai alter its form? And the correct answer to that is, since Byakuya did it when he was fighting Ichigo.
Remember,
he had multiple modes with his, the last one of which was that thing where it was all of the swords circling around them?
I thought that was his Bankai, was the sword circling. No,
nah,
wait, right.
The,
it made that the, cool, like, battlefield from the fight on of swords.
Yeah, no, the Bankai was, like, when he, it created that entire, like, array of swords that all shattered, and then it was still the same thing, just a whole bunch more of the cherry blossom things, and then later on it was a special ability that made it so there was all the swords around them that he would pull out individual ones and actually fight with.
Look, that's not the most egregious retcon in this
issue.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
So it turns out the big bald guy of the, what are they, the God Guardians, or I forget what they're, the Zero Squad.
Yeah.
His special ability is he names everything. And he says that Renji did not know the real name of Zabimaru.
Do you think that, like, the Kubo Tite planned that out, or he was like, we need something for this guy.
I don't know.
Names
Renji,
things.
Renji has talked to Zabimaru, like, one-on-one. Like, you'd think he said, like, yeah, by the way, that's not my name. But
I think it would have been funnier if Zabimaru was
also
Juhapa. You've
been calling me this the entire time, but, you know.
My name's actually Steve. You've just been calling me Zabimaru so long, it got really awkward to correct you. But it's Steve. Just say Howl Steve. Anyway, so.
So, yeah, Renji did not know Zabimaru's full name. Because apparently Zabimaru just didn't tell him.
And also,
yeah,
apparently
he wasn't strong enough.
And also, apparently calling him the wrong name makes him a giant bone snake that is super powerful.
But not quite as powerful as, like, a regular sword, like a Spalder.
Yeah, so he's got, like, a snake guard with a sword coming out of it on one arm. And then he's also got, like, QB arm powers coming out of the other one.
Kind of, has the skeleton over it sort of thing.
Yeah, it's like a big monkey arm coming out one side.
And so he grabs Master Masculine's arm and breaks it. And then just kills him. That's it. That's this entire issue.
He also incinerated James at some point.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, he like threw him into a building and a whole bunch of other stuff. Yeah.
It's the first page where he incinerates all the Jameses.
Yeah, this chapter's stupid.
I like the design is really badass. It's really cool.
I feel like any other excuse would have been better.
What I'm confused by is, like, the first couple pages where we see his Bankai, it is very blatantly, like, you know, a single blade sword thing, but when he actually cuts through the guy, it goes back to the way that his Shikai looks.
Oh, magic. Soul magic.
Wait, it does? It changes into the wrong sword?
Yes.
Oh.
Like, all of a sudden, on page 18, I guess it is, it's back to his old sword
it's
style.
It's not segmented,
no
but it
reason.
Has it has the sword catcher blades in it.
Yeah,
you're right.
Before that, it's different.
Keep in mind, this is the manga where they can't keep a track of somebody's eye patch, like, whether it's there or not. So this is not, you know, surprising.
Yeah, it's just, it's feeling phoned in. I don't know.
You think maybe he's already started work on his next manga and he's just, like, phoning Bleach in the meantime? Because that's what I would do.
Like, just have all your assistants do it while you're working on your next thing?
Yeah, or just, like, not care. Don't go with a fine-tooth comb because you've got, like, other stuff to work on.
So you guys think Master Masculine's dead, or do you think he's better than ever?
Turns out Renji did not account for all the James that, like, exist in the air.
Now James is all around us at all times. I can hear the cheering from every part of it.
He divided himself to the atomic level.
It's going to be like Brainiac. Every cell of James has all the information about cheering.
This isn't actually Bleach, you know, because Renji just won a fight, which isn't supposed to happen.
That's what I'm saying. You think Master Masculine just like, nope, that's exactly what I wanted you to do, is incinerate me. Because a hero's always, I don't know. Actually, that'd be really funny if it's like heroes always come back after they get killed.
So is James also a Quincy?
I don't know. I don't know what James is.
I left with more questions than I had before.
James is James.
I don't think that we're meant to know.
Man was not meant to know about James.
Well, there be like a long drawn out explanation, like 15 chapters.
No, it's going to be like after the series is over, like the last page is going to be James just looking at them and going, my work here is done. And he's going to like adjust his hat and get on a train and leave.
Give Ichigo a note that says, you are Lisa Simpson.
It says, you are Juha Bak, and he leaves.
See, I think that would have, like, if Juha Bak was also somehow part of, like, every Bankai, I think I would have accepted that answer more.
Yeah, I think we were making that joke earlier, if it's, like, everybody's Bankai was Juha Bak.
I figured this would be fun to have ice powers.
I didn't put all my eggs in one basket.
So does, like, is that going to be the explanation for everybody's new power-up? Is Rukio going to be like, yeah, I didn't... Well, I guess she never had her Bankai.
Yeah, she didn't know the actual name of her Shikai.
I'm sure she'll have her... I think it's just Renji, which is kind of like this weird... Oh, why didn't he know the real name of it?
Yeah.
So,
it would have made more sense for Ichigo to not know the name of his because he used the whole cheater method to be able to get his Bankai in the first place.
Isn't the whole thing that you, like, talk to your sword and they tell you their name?
Incompetent is Yoroichi that Renji and Ichigo were both training under her and she didn't see either of this. She didn't see that Zangetsu was actually Juha Bak or that Renji was just being completely lied to by his sword.
I think you're assuming competence from Yoroichi that was never
demonstrated. But wasn't she like a Shinigami master thing? Like, didn't she train the Shinigami?
I don't know.
She was a captain.
Yeah, granted,
that doesn't mean anything at this point. But still...
Yeah, remember Yoroichi when she was a character?
No. Honestly, that's probably the biggest omission I feel from this arc, is like, no one's even acknowledging the fact that she once existed.
She doesn't care.
Like, there's been a lot of people in Bleach that have just kind of been put on a bus.
Yeah, but like, we know where they are.
Remember when Kukaku, like, looked over and, like, Ganju and the three Fullbringer people were there? And that
remember when they specifically, like, gave tickets to a bunch of kids that aren't really part of the story?
It'd be funny if they showed up now. It's like, I told you this would be fun. Oh, God, what's going on?
Just in time to see Master Masculine, like, cut in half, get covered in his blood.
I don't want to be here. I want to go home.
Why did we use these tickets now? They were lifetime.
You said it wouldn't be crowded on a Tuesday. It's very crowded in here. There's lines for everything. All right, you want to move on to Naruto?
Let's move on to Naruto.
A character death this week. Can you guys believe it?
I know, and such an important one, too.
Oh, we should start at the beginning.
Huge deal.
So, Kyuubi has been sucked into Madara.
As have all the other ones. And, is B dying here?
You would think?
There's a reference to where the Eight Tails comments about B, but...
You don't actually see him.
Yeah.
At all, it's just a weird thing that, like, there were only three Jinchuriki here, but they only showed two, like, the last five chapters.
Yeah, and it also says, it's in your hands, Kazekage Runt. So that's making me think that, like, he's being sucked in too, which is going to make a difference. So B is inside of the Ten Tails thing right now?
Maybe, but why'd you get that from the Kazekage Runt thing?
Like, because it's the Kyuubi who's saying that.
Yeah, but he's talking to Gaara?
It's Raikage. Never mind. Yep.
And he's also not Raikage.
What, do you think all black Naruto characters are the same person?
Can't tell there's something B and Raikage.
No, he's the younger brother,
That would be, I know.
Though not actually the younger brother.
Yeah.
He's a younger brother. Sorry.
Aww. Anyway. The two panels right there were making me think about B. And so,
I thought it was weird that, like, we didn't see him.
Yeah.
It's just like, he's just kind of unceremoniously going out if he's still in the Eight Tails. And he's also gonna be an asshole if he's just kind of like, no, he ejected me when you guys weren't looking. I'm fine.
Yeah. Though he can't survive without,
Eight Tails, yeah.
Naruto can't survive without the Nine Tails, and he's doing fine.
Yeah, but Gaara's doing something about that. That's the whole point.
Oh.
Yeah.
I kind of tuned out.
That's why the Nine Tails said something to Gaara, who's going to go off and save Naruto.
I thought it was just about catching him.
Yeah, that's
what I initially thought,
week.
But he's taken him someplace, so it's probably about going to Minato.
In fairness, that thought was stupid. Like, we all agreed on it last, like, yeah, he's gonna catch him. Then, like, I thought about it later, I was like, that's really dumb.
It's just gonna be like this one big, long, dramatic thing of, like, the Chariots of Fire is gonna start playing in, like, slow motion, and, like, a big baseball mitt made of sand is gonna come out.
Well, he did catch him.
He did, and it was really amazing.
So Madara and Zetsu are kinda back-talking to each other?
Yeah, they're being snippy bitches.
Yeah, they're giving one another shit.
And Madara's like, hey, I created you. Shut up, failure.
Hey, he seems to be monitoring what's going on inside the Monzo statue. Is that what it was called?
I guess so.
Something. Which, by the way, all 10 eyes opened. Or all 9 eyes, so.
Then all of a sudden, second Hokage comes in and just punches Madara in the face.
And he's just like, well, no, why
he's trying to stab him in the face, but Madara's dodging.
Yeah, I just like, I like to think that the second this thing, like, why is nobody else doing this? Just all letting him stand
Did
here.
Did we all forget how to be ninjas? Like, was there a point where this battle became turn-based?
So, Madara dispatches of the second using chakra pulls.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess we can do that right
what
now.
What is the mark that's on the kunai?
Let me see.
There's, like, they show a panel where that is specifically on there, and in other images it's on there too. So, I mean, it has to be something.
Oh, I think that's the ceiling thing.
Okay.
Isn't that on, like, the pyramid when Gaara was trying to seal?
That makes sense.
Yeah, that would make sense.
But it also wouldn't make sense right now because he's not a zombie anymore. What are they going to seal? Like,
maybe just the chakra inside? Because he's using Hashirama's chakra, isn't he?
Maybe.
So Gaara and Naruto fly off into this moon.
On the flying Nimbus.
Yep. And Madara starts giving Second Hokage a speech about, you know, look what you've done. Nothing's really succeeded. And by the way, you're the guy who killed my brother.
Yeah, you guys are pathetic.
Yeah.
And the second does appear to just be, like, zombie dying. So he's crumbling into pieces.
So here's the part I secretly love about this chapter. Sasuke is still riding Sai's bird alone.
Is it Sai's bird, though? Well, or is it an actual giant hawk for some reason?
Which would make more sense.
I don't know.
Sense.
That does not look like a drawn bird. So either Sai's artwork has gotten a lot better.
Or Gandalf called the hawks to, like...
I'm just going to jump off this tower.
I got a bird, bitches. What?
So like, why would Sasuke have a giant bird?
The first calls over Sasuke.
I love that he's like, oh, thank God, someone I can give a jutsu to, and then it pans to Sai being right next to the first. For, like, no reason, just he's there, also.
Yeah. I also do like that, you know, he's, you know, kneeling here with these chakra rods in his back, and, you know, neither one of them have the thought of, maybe I should pull these things out, you know?
Does that work?
I think, never mind, they
do comment about that, because, yeah.
So Sasuke's like, why do you think I would help you? I'm an Uchiha. And he's like, oh, you remind me of Madara's brother, Izuna, who is totally not going to be important.
Not in the slightest.
No.
Parallels?
Yeah, parallels.
So Sasuke gets back on his bird, which, looking at the front, I think it has to be one of Sai's drawings.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think just
so was he just chilling on Sai's bird?
Actually, what's really confusing me right now is looking at that thing, that looks like it has a Rinnegan eye.
It totally does. What is going on with... okay, anyway. Bird aside.
Madara's just going to kill that bird and take its eye.
Hashirama gives Sasuke a secret technique for beating Madara. So, ace in the hole, right?
That jutsu.
Yes. So, then it cuts to something I like of, like, Madara is snapping off pieces of chakra rods and just throwing them at the second, which is really, really kind of funny and dickish.
Yeah, and like sticking it into the top of his head, and the second just keeps talking.
Well, he's wanted to kill the second his entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one who killed Izuna, the good Uchiha that isn't going to be important ever.
And surely would not be revived with an Ino Tensei.
No, never. Anyway, so they just like talk back and forth about Madara's basically just like, you guys have sucked forever. I've wanted to do this forever. I'm going to create a good country that you guys couldn't.
So Second Hokage sees Sasuke in the distance, so he's going to distract Madara long enough for Sasuke to come down.
By spitting at him. Which, it amuses me that, you know, Madara defends against the spit by using
Susanoo. I assume it's like some sort of like special spit.
I thought they were needles. Yeah. Like,
oh, maybe, yeah.
I mean, it is a technique somebody else has used in Naruto, which probably means Second Hokage came up with it.
Yeah, it's that Water Country original jutsu that nobody else invented, spitting needles.
Like, didn't Haku do that? Wasn't that a thing he did?
I think so. I don't know. I feel like a water ninja at some point did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Sasuke's falling with his sword, and then Madara just uses, like... Yeah,
he, like, mind catches him.
Yeah, he has Magneto powers now, apparently.
And then picks up the sword and stabs Sasuke through the chest.
Well, first, Second Hokage, like, begs him not to do it, because it's Sasuke. You can't kill Sasuke. And
so
then he gets stabbed.
He kills Sasuke. He obviously kills Sasuke dead.
Yep, there is no way that Sasuke is still alive at the end of this.
Mm-mm. Nope. Like they say, such a pity. It's so weird that Sasuke's story arc would end this way.
Yeah.
No resolution.
I guess this is one way to avoid the Naruto-Sasuke fight.
It's kind of a brave decision, really.
Yeah, it's just done. It's actually Naruto's story now. Sasuke's
like,
done.
It's kind of like The Walking Dead. Like, even if there's no story resolution, characters can just die. Ah, too bad. I was liking Sasuke. And we'll never see him again now.
So. Never again.
Well, we'll see him, you know, when Madara's taking his eye out to give himself a Sharingan.
Just put him in his shoulder like Donzo. It's like, I could use these later.
You know, for as much as Sasuke hated Orochimaru, why did he start dressing like him?
Maybe he hated him.
They were the only clothes that they were around in that complex, you know? So
maybe it's like,
he just...
I hate that man, but damn, that's a good look.
I love that
maybe
giant rope.
Like, maybe they're really comfortable.
I can hate the player, but I can't hate the game.
Yeah, so with Sasuke dead, how will this war end?
Yeah, I mean, what's the next chapter? Is it just like everybody, like the war stopping and like Madara being like, what have I done? I've killed the greatest person this world has ever seen.
And then he'll like presto changeo back.
He will hypnotize everyone and Sasuke will come back. That's the only difference in the world that he creates with the infinite...
Sasuke is dead as a martyr, and like the ending shot is they built a giant gold statue on top of Hokage Mountain of Sasuke.
No, that's not the ending. The ending shot is them like unveiling that mountain, and then you see Sasuke in the distance, like, you know, sort of covered up, just like laughing, like a small laugh, and then walking away.
Like from the nose down, but you know it's him.
Yeah. Or at least the Sharingan eyes.
Like
with an eye patch, because he's only going to lose one.
Yeah, he's got like a beard and a cane. And he just knowingly smiles and walks away.
He puts on, like, a fedora.
Gets on the train.
Okay.
Gives Naruto a note saying you are Lisa Simpson.
Okay, we've been dragging this ending on long enough, I think.
I'm thinking of the... Is the joke in Naruto, the note says you are basically everybody?
It just says parallels.
Should we move on to the classroom or take an action?
Do we want to actually talk about like how not dead Sasuke is?
He is
what
so
are you
not
talking
dead
about? He's totally dead. There is a sword with blood on it sticking out of his back.
Ninjas have never been able to survive a stab in the series, ever. It's literally never happened. There is no technique they have that could somehow replace them with something like a log.
I feel like Kishimoto only made Sasuke float so we could have like a full body shot of Sasuke.
I don't know, it's like... All the floating accomplished was giving Madara time to talk.
Yeah.
Why does he even have that power? I still just like how there's the face sticking out of his chest.
I feel like he's going to tap it and say reboot or something.
Like everyone else gets Hashirama cells, why can't he?
Yeah, but everybody else doesn't have faces coming out of their chests.
That one guy did, Donzo.
How many people have we seen with their shirt off? We don't know that for sure.
Turns out like Choji does. Like the kid with the truffle shuffle thing from Goonies.
It's just like a really fat Hashirama face on his chest.
Yamamoto probably does. Maybe that's like the terrible side effect. Remember Yamamoto?
Yamato?
Yamato, yeah, that was it.
I also remember Yamamoto.
Genryusai.
Yep.
They're basically the same person.
Anko and Yamato got really fucked.
I think Anko is dead. I'm not actually sure.
They don't, like, say it. No, they showed her after the end of the Sasuke and Itachi fight.
Was she just chilling there, like, with Kabuto?
She was passed out, I think.
Oh.
So she's still around. And she's underground, so she's not going to get hypnotized by the moon. So she's going to be the person to rescue everybody.
She's probably just, like, putting hats and stuff on Kabuto and, like, pushing him over and laughing that he's not moving.
So there's, like, a blind person and the infinite hypnosis thing happens, are they just going to be wondering what the hell everybody else is talking about?
I remember them saying, like, you don't... Like, there was some weird thing after the Itachi stuff where you actually have to look at the eye techniques in the eye.
Yeah, wasn't that the whole, like, all they have to do is look at you or something like that?
Or you have to hear it or something like that? Like, I remember there was this way that, like, the eye techniques became unbearably powerful.
Even more broken.
Yeah. I don't know. I know this isn't the case, but I like how it looks like the sword just going beneath Sasuke's arm.
Like through his armpit? He's got like a pack of ketchup in his arm.
Like he's stage stabbing him.
So actually next week, I'm guessing this is all according to Sasuke's plan.
Yes. Sasukaku.
Yeah, because now he's close enough to do something.
And he's looking at him or something, I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe he caught Madara in one of those, you know, hypnosis things. So he'll be stabbing Sasuke forever.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just such a stupid closure because, like, it's no one's going to be thinking, oh no, Sasuke died. I can't wait for next week.
Wouldn't that be funny as hell, though, if he actually did die?
Where everyone could be like, I wonder when Sasuke's coming back. And Naruto just ends. I wonder when Sasuke's coming back.
I was picturing just like, he falls to the ground, and I was just like, wow, really? Okay.
Huh. Wouldn't he just be like a huge deal?
The end.
Like, even I've heard of you. But I've been dead.
They sell posters of you. I mean, that's really weird as an in-universe explanation.
Alright.
Ah, he's all fine. Right.
Let's get a good manga.
Assassination Classroom?
Yes.
Arguably the best manga of the year, 2 years running.
Perhaps.
So, Nagisa is walking towards Takaoka?
Yes. Yeah.
And
having remembered the killing technique last week.
Yes, a sure kill technique.
Yeah.
And it flashes back to Loro explaining the technique. It's just, sometimes as an assassin, you can't always avoid like an actual battle. So there's something you need to be able to do. And he shows us off with like tarot cards.
Yeah.
Which I thought was sort of cool.
Yeah. The gist seems to be like you are creating you are changing the situation back into an assassination by like changing what's going on.
Yeah, so, by doing something so absurd for a fight that they have no choice but to be like
I'm not even sure if it's absurdity. I think there might actually be like a physiological reason that stuff happens. Anyway.
Yeah. Just so take them out of the situation.
So basically he teaches Nagisa the Hadouken.
Yeah. He sonic booms him.
Yeah.
Yeah, sonic boom Hadouken. He claps his hands in a person's face. It's like the Nekodamashi sumo technique, which supposedly, like, fuzzies up your senses for a second or something.
It looks really stupid, but maybe it works.
Yeah.
But like, apparently it works best, like, on people who are, like, super strained, of which Takaoka clearly is right now. Yeah, so Nagisa walks up to him with, like, the knife in his hand, and the part two of this is that Nagisa has to drop the knife in order to clap both hands together.
Which is why it is pretty dangerous as well.
The reason he needs the knife is because Takaoka will be focused on it, so as he drops it, his guard will be lowered for a second.
And then he claps his hands right in front of his face, which is represented by, like, a city exploding from his head.
Yeah, like a mind-blown looking thing.
Yeah.
I love that panel, though, of Takaoka, like, looking down and... It's super creepy looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I was reading about that technique and there's no like magic behind it. It just makes the person wince and you have like a second to push him out of the ring.
So Nagisa grabs a stun gun and goes for a flowing sword-like attack right to his side.
Of which like the electric part of the stun gun is not actually touching him, but it still works.
It looks like it's hitting instead of his armpit.
Yeah, I guess on the second. Okay, yeah.
It can go through his shirt, I think.
Right in the armpit. Well, I was looking at that first one where it looks like it's going past him, and he's just hitting him with, like, the plastic part on the side.
At least this time, like, the person using the stun gun isn't also touching the person, like, being hit by it.
Yeah.
Because that was real dumb last time.
Yeah, Nagisa's even off the ground, so he's not even grounded or anything. So.
And so everyone's, like, you know, looking at Nagisa in awe. Despite, this actually being a fairly creepy moment.
And then I like how Tarasaka tells him to finish him off and zap him in the neck and make him pass out. Which is kind of a funny moment.
Which I can't help but wonder if, like, if a person gets hit square in the face or throat or something like that, I can't help but wonder whether it's more dangerous than that.
Yeah, because this is, like, making a, like, full-grown buff guy, like, crumble to get him, like, right in the neck.
It probably won't kill him.
People have died from stun guns.
No, but not like Takaoka seems pretty
fit.
What's the word? Yeah. Well built. Not the brain part though. So Nagisa puts the stun gun to his chin and gives the kind of creepy smile, which causes Takaoka to freak out even more.
There's a great back and forth of like, I want to express my gratitude. It's like, stop, no, stop, don't, no.
Like, I'm not sure who I should be rooting for here.
Yeah.
Because Nagisa, he kind of looks like a serial killer.
Yep, he's basically, thank you for showing me how to be a killer.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's contrasted with like everyone's like happy faces.
Yep.
I kind of wonder if there is going to be some bad blowback from like awakening Nagisa this way.
That would be one place to take the manga, if they decide to go that direction.
Like, even
it's
like, if it's
okay, like they they take out Koro Sensei somehow, and then the series comes about police trying to track down this crazy serial killer that's been killing people.
Turns out man is the real monster.
And they need to revive Koro Sensei to take him out.
So they try to scrap up what little antidote they can.
I guess the ones that he had in his mouth are gone too.
Well, yeah, I mean, they did stun gun kind of get him. Crushed, you know.
Yeah.
They kind of never came up again after he...
And Kurosuma says that he's going to go find the poison user to bring him back with them.
And then three shadowy figures say, you guys don't need an antidote. And then it cuts to Gastro, Smog, and the third guy. Whatever his name was.
Hand guy. I like how his like lips are all puffy now.
Yes.
Yeah, from tearing off the duct tape or whatever.
And then,
oh yeah, and also from the chili.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the last panel it shows all the kids ready their weapons, and Karma is holding wasabi paste again.
I had missed that.
Yeah, I was hoping you guys would, because I saw it the first time and thought it was hilarious.
I don't think a battle is going to happen here.
No. So, here's what I think is going to happen. Those guys are kind of pissed about being used. Because, like, Takaoka kind of treated them like shit, and... It didn't sound like he ever planned for them to get the money in the first place.
Yeah. He just wanted to get revenge on middle school students.
Yeah. So I'm going to guess what's going to happen is they're just going to leave Takaoka with these guys to do what they please with him.
I'm sure he's going to give them the antidote before he leaves.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see a whole... Like, you can't go from Takaoka back to these guys.
Yeah. Even if it's all at once. Unless somehow this is the point Koro Sensei's fine and takes them all out.
Also, it doesn't really matter, because Kurosuma's back.
Yeah.
I am not going to make any speculation, because next chapter is the last chapter that I've looked at the RAW for, so.
Okay. Good.
I think it would be cool if Irina came up behind them and just, like, snapped all their necks.
I was just thinking it'd be funny if just, like, Kurosuma takes the gun and just shoots all three of them. Let's go! This is serious.
Yeah, I think this arc is more or less over now, like,
yeah, this
is the climax, and
this does not seem like the second climax. It seems more like a slight bump in the wind down.
Yeah, this is the stab Sasuke of Assassination Classroom.
All the kids are dead for sure.
But still, even with the kind of silliness of the whole clapping technique, great chapter. Just from a character standpoint,
I don't even think it was that silly. I think that would actually work.
Yeah,
in like a super tense standoff like this, if you just reached out and clearly just slapped right in someone's face, they'd react. You could have an...
by trying to stab your arm or something like that.
I don't... If they were that scared of you.
Keep in mind, he's, like, super high tense right now, so...
And yeah.
obviously not in the right mind.
I wonder if the contrast is what's supposed to be intentional. Like, Nagisa just, like, him falling down, completely incapacitated, and everyone being, like, so happy, and, like, this isn't weird at all.
Like, the weird cognitive dissonance of, like, I've just electrocuted this person. Yay!
Yep.
Confetti.
Yeah. Good chapter.
And I really like that panel of the back and forth of Nagisa smiling as the panels start to overlap at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's some real good imagery.
He's really good at paneling. Like, probably the best mangaka running doing it.
At least of those we read.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, in general, probably.
Well, it's kind of hard to make that judgment, you know?
I'm making it. Manga of the year.
2013? 2011? We're going to just start going backwards. We're out of years to give it awards.
When it stops running, we'll go back and redo the awards.
Manga of the millennium.
Last but not least, One Piece.
Yep. And Oda's back to doing a request for the...
He did a Luffy one?
Yeah, he did the lizard, I think, too.
Like 2 weeks ago, but it had a color page, so... Yeah. Like the last chapter did.
I always like these because I assume there's puns in Japanese that are just not being... Or people are coming up with the craziest ideas they can and, like, daring Oda to draw them.
What if Usopp's head were flying around, terrorizing Dressrosa?
What if Usopp was a salaryman in modern-day Japan?
So it starts off back at the tournament where last week everyone had fallen down. Like, smoke had just cleared.
Yep, and it shows Rebecca is the last one standing.
Not last one, she's the first one to get back up.
Well, yes, but everybody else stays down.
Everybody else is out cold, she's the winner.
Everyone's, the audience is kind of pissed that she must have been cheating for this to happen.
Yeah, the fans of Cavendish say she must have cheated. The fans of Orlumbus say, you know, how could a little girl like her take him out?
And it cuts to, I forgot the...
He's a vice admiral.
Yeah, what's his name? Anyway, the mask guy that's been there.
Yeah, starts talking about Kamatachi of Rommel.
Yeah.
He was an insane swordsman that would... cut up a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, basically as if like the slashing wind.
Yeah. And they show like London in the background.
Yeah.
Because I mean, obviously this is an allusion to Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yes, as we find out which, in a second. As a note, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the deaths in that took place in Cavendish Square.
Yes.
Huh.
So that's what's revealed.
Yeah, it's one of those like, I see what you're doing there, Oda.
So, basically what this is there was a strong swordsman named Hakuba who developed a second personality to enjoy his fame named Cavendish, who is the personality when he's awake, and Hakuba comes out when he falls asleep.
Yeah. So, Cavendish just randomly apparently has narcolepsy and passes out.
I kind of wonder that there's smoke around him. I wonder if the smoky guy did, like, sleeping gas on him or something.
Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, he passes out, and then all of a sudden, you know, everybody else goes to take him out while he's on the ground.
And he gets up, and then just bodies everybody.
Yeah, panel where he wakes up is amazing.
I want to see this in the anime, because I'm sure it's just going to be like a one-frame snap to the next, you know, his evil face.
Yeah.
So he immediately, like, takes out half the guys in the arena just in one slash.
And even though she has prediction hockey, Rebecca only barely dodges his attacks.
Yeah, like, it does get her helmet still.
Yeah, she basically has to just, like, twitch her head to the side really fast, and it slices right through her helmet.
And so, then it immediately snaps back to him being asleep.
Yes. And thus, as the smoke clears from him moving around, that's where we picked up.
With Rebecca barely standing, and the Admiral talking about how... You know, there's no reason to pity him. Like, he gets to enjoy all his popularity, so it's fine.
Yeah, I like
also, just think about that guy with the fire fruit.
Oh, geez.
How crazy would that be?
Cavendish just being like, hey, look, I can make little fireballs with my hand. That's fun. Then he wakes up, it's like, why is this town on fire? What happened?
So Rebecca ends the D block as the winner.
Yeah, I enjoyed when it cut back to the Vice Admiral saying, like, he was hot on the trail of Hakuba, and he just kept running into Cavendish over and over until he figured out what was going on.
See, that's how you do backstory. You don't need like 50 pages of cover arc.
Yeah.
It's like, this happened. Like, oh.
Just wait till the Cavendish cover arc when we hate him after 50 chapters.
I don't know.
I don't know. Cavendish cover arc seems like it would be pretty entertaining. We've enjoyed that character. We did not like
Caribou.
What's his face? Yeah. Caribou.
Oh, I know. So Rebecca's just kind of still in, just like stunned at what just happened. Because you figure the match just ended in like a half second.
I figure that's going to come up again.
What, Cavendish? Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Like, they're going to let him loose inside the castle or something. Does anyone have a power to make somebody fall asleep?
I was just thinking, though, like, their goal is to make Sugar fall asleep.
Yeah.
I mean, so sleep is involved in the story.
Yeah. That is a fair point.
Bartolomeo and the mysterious man who we don't know who it is wearing Luffy's
Lucy.
Costume.
Lucy. It's Lucy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, okay. Bartolomeo and Lucy are watching it, and Lucy says that Rebecca skillfully dodged the sword. It's not just luck that she survived.
Yeah, because she got trained from Soldier One Leg.
Yeah, but he's not going to hand the fire fruit over to anyone.
Yeah.
And Jesus Burgess is watching on.
Yeah, super psyched that the finals are here. I'm still amused this tournament's going with everything going on outside.
Like, how are they supposed to do the finals now? Is it just going to be one big...
I think it's going to be a battle royale with the five of them.
Yeah.
Because all the Doflamingo guys are gone.
Well, yeah. Diamante might still be there.
Yeah, Diamante still is there.
So that's probably going to be the end of that, is Lucy and Rebecca and Bartolomeo having to take out Diamante and Burgess.
I can see Lucy being really eager to take out Burgess.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. Since he's implicated in the death of Ace.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this is like Kill Bill style, like, you know, he's got a list somewhere of all the people involved in Ace's
Scratch
death.
Them off as he takes them out.
It's like...
So, it cuts back to the Dressrosa Store Royal Palace, where apparently Doflamingo has had King Riku brought to him.
Yeah, I bet, you know, so obviously they didn't know that he was Ricky.
Yeah.
So it's
It's like, oh, you must be really desperately wanting that devil fruit, weren't you?
And Doflamingo is really curious why all this stuff is happening today.
Yeah, like, Violet betrayed me today also. That's weird.
And King Riku tries to give him, like, a... I don't know if that's his reasons or whatever, but that Doflamingo's announcement about the fake Shichibukai stepping down is what set him off.
Yeah. Toying with the kingdom like that.
Yeah. And it cuts to, like, him talking about Law, who's, like, passed out and bloody in his...
heart chair.
Yeah, his heart chair.
Yeah. Chained to the back of it looks like. I wonder if those are sea stone handcuffs.
Probably.
Probably, because they wouldn't hold him very long if they weren't.
Yes. Anyway, so then, he is monologuing, talking about everything else with the Straw Hats.
Yeah, saying Violet is putting all of her faith in Luffy, and Franky's the only one actually doing anything.
Yeah, and is he, you know, alone will be a match for my top brass, and we see him getting, you know, what's the term?
Body slammed?
Pile-driven.
Yeah.
Into the ground.
By what's his name? Like, baby, not baby.
Senor something. No, that was just on his shirt.
Was it Senior Baby? I don't remember.
The baby guy.
Yeah. The big one that, like, grabbed boobs last chapter.
Yeah.
So then my favorite part of the chapter is Doflamingo runs down which Straw Hats are left, which is Zoro, Kinemon, Robin, and Soge King.
Yes.
He doesn't know Usopp's real name. Well, I mean, that's who's on the wanted posters.
Yeah. So he must, you know, he knows Luffy's... He still thinks Luffy is in the arena, because, you know, Lucy's there, so obviously Luffy still is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he knows Sanji left, because he saw them out, Sanji and Nami.
So the others are still on the ship out someplace, and there's no way they could ever manage to get underground.
Yeah.
I love this panel of, like, Usopp and Robin walking past a worker and saluting.
Yeah.
It's like, yep, we work here too.
Hail Doflamingo.
Don't mind the dwarves. Well, I guess, yeah, they're just fairies of them.
Yeah, they're just being really fast. So,
yeah, they can't see them because they move so fast.
So Doflamingo basically says, well, this plan could completely fall apart if they manage to get underground, but they can't, so it's fine.
There's only two entrances, and those are both...
Yeah, I do like how before we were talking about how Doflamingo is so competent and whatnot, and now here he is monologuing about all the assumptions he's making.
He's falling into the supervillain pratfalls.
Yeah. The only thing worse than them being underground is if three of them were at my doorstep right now in costumes.
And dwarves wouldn't get involved. He doesn't know about dwarves, does he? Because he, like, the only people who know about the royal family.
Yeah, well, they're no, kind of...
He knows about them, right?
I think they're kind of a thing of... Oh, yeah, he has some of them, like, as slaves. That's
oh,
why.
Right,
yeah.
Right, okay.
But I don't think he thinks that they're organized to the point that they are.
Yeah.
So it cuts to the base of the castle, where Kinemon, Zoro, and Luffy have shown up.
I'm told that this is a Japanese legend. I forgot which one it is.
About a koi.
A frog, a cat, and a fish swarm a castle.
That's pretty funny, then.
Yeah. Like
Googling for frog, cat, and fish Japan.
Anyway, like, the fairy is telling them that Usolanders like them should have no problem doing the job, and Luffy's just like, Usoland? What?
So they show up at the Royal Palace entrance, and
yes,
Violet's
Viola is there waiting for them. Or Violet, sorry.
Yes. Either. She shows up on her toy horse, saying she's going to get them into the palace. So, you know.
So, awesome chapter. I really liked the Cavendish thing. That was great.
The Cavendish thing was the best part, but the rest of the chapter kind of felt like it was setting up for further chapters.
Yeah, it was a little bit... It's another one of those chapters where the chess pieces are being moved around the board.
Yeah.
Setting for fights. Because now Luffy, Zoro, and Kinemon are going to be storming the castle while Usopp and Robin and Franky are taking out the basement.
I bet they try to turn Cavendish into a toy and it knocks him out. And then he just goes crazy.
I really like Cavendish as a character.
Yeah, he was annoying the first chapter or two, but he's really grown on me.
I still think
that being said, Bartolomeo, so much better.
Thinking about it, you said first chapter. Have they explained why he was like eating roses and stuff?
No.
I mean, that might just be his thing.
Yeah, roses are delicious.
Though, I mean, that was a good backstory and
well told.
Yeah.
Awesome visuals.
Nicely good. Condensed.
Like, interesting use of character name and popular culture.
Would never have seen that coming.
I kind of wonder if it's not, like, Cavendish was a cool name, and then Oda used it, and then he Wikipedia'd it, and he's like, oh, hey, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, sure.
I think he just does some of that stuff, like, Trafalgar a class of submarine for the Brits as well? So, you know, when Law's ship was a submarine... That was a thing.
Cavendish is also a famous pirate, so I'm guessing that's where the name might have come from.
Maybe he just Googles famous pirate names and figures out puns.
Yeah. In any case, really awesome.
Yeah. I like that, thinking about it, that Law is a damsel in distress this arc.
Have you guys seen what's happening in the One Piece anime lately, in the filler?
No.
I saw one picture that was Luffy and Law wearing dog collars and like being forced to sit like dogs. Like, no context besides that, but Law looked super pissed.
Apparently the, what's it called? It was just two episodes or something like that. It's not
only two episodes about Luffy and Law.
Well, no, but I'm saying not long filler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All the filler.
Yeah, I'm looking at that Franky picture to see if there's anything I didn't notice, but...
It's just, you just find yourself staring at crotches?
Yes. And that's a suplex, not a pile driver.
Yeah, that's right. Pile driver is what Zangief does, right?
Yeah, where the head's aimed down.
Still, I like where this is going a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's all very interesting. I hope Doflamingo gets a shot of confidence at some point, because that's what made him such a good villain. That he doesn't do the Straw Hat underestimation thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's taken so much care to keep all the pieces where he wants them.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be fair, he has done an excellent job up until this point.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny to think that, well, it's not his only mistake, but one of the bigger ones was his treatment of Bellamy, because that's how Luffy got out of the arena.
I wonder when everyone's going to pair off at some point.
I think it's coming
up. They haven't really done that in a long time.
I'm guessing storming the castle is going to be like Kinemon gets left behind to fight somebody, Zoro gets left behind to fight somebody.
Like, Thriller Bark was the last time.
Yeah.
And not everybody got someone in Thriller Bark.
I mean, it did have the best fight of all time of Usopp and Perona.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yep.
All right, okay. We done?
Yeah, I think we're done.
All right.
All right, this has been your Friday, January 17th, not 11th, 17th, Jumpcast. Guys, thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
We'll see you all next week. Shizzy be that. Who am I? Kimmy Maro, bitch of the sound five. With bones, hearted stones, face, eyes, suicide. I'll slay a clan. You'll suffer from Sasuke sorrow. Then I'll be gone in a yellow flash like Monado. I go harder than Jugo's fist. Spitting grand fireballs, but you know this. You know six. The tail is tail beast. Boy, I'm not you. Bringing flames hotter than an Amaterasu. Raw. I go gates and you say goodnight, nigga. Coming from my angle.
Okay, I'm back.
We talked about you while you were gone.
I know, I heard.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
He went to the bathroom with his headset on.
The long con.
I never left. I just sat here and went like, I'll be right back and turned it off. And it's like, what are they going to say about me?